Whether you live here
or just visiting,
it's the one place to find out what's happening in our backyard.
This is our town.
Welcome to the Coffs Coaster on Listener.
G'day, Moffy here, and welcome to this week's edition of the Coffs Coaster right here on Listener. It's the one spot that you'll find out everything that's happening around the Coffs Coast this weekend, plus coming up, some of the big gigs, Anzac Day, the Coffs Show, all the sport that you need to know about. But first, where you need to take your egg and spoon. Well, take the drive to Caramba for the Caramba Games Family Fun Day. It's happening at the Caramba Hotel from 2 p.m. this Saturday. Get ready for sack races, three-legged races, there's egg and spoon challenges, and beat the goalie. There'll be exciting prizes for the winners, and for table bookings, just call the pub. It's Anzac Day next Thursday, and Triple M will be broadcasting the Coffs Harbour Dawn service live from 5 a.m. Otherwise, you can head along to the Cenotaph at CEX Coffs to experience the service in person, and the local march will step off as well from 9 a.m. And the Coffs Harbour Show is back for 2024. This year's Ag Show will be on from April 26th to 28th at the showgrounds on the highway. It's open from 3 till 10 p.m. Friday, Saturday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday from 9 till 3.
Your Coffs Coaster gig guide for this week, Drag Bingo, is on this Sunday at the Seaview Tavern. There is a Taylor Swift tribute show coming to the Howie Mowie this Saturday. It is all ages if accompanied by a guardian. You can try out your green thumb with the Beginner's Bonsai Workshop this Saturday, 12 p.m. at Vitality Bloom Nursery. Caravan of Sun play this Sunday at Jetty Beach House. The all ages gig features Blind Pretty, Hey Lenny and Hannah Harlan from 2 p.m. And next weekend, Saturday the 27th of April, Tampa's House of Drag, Cabaret and Comedy arrives at Caramba Community Hall.
The Coffs Coaster.
This is our town.
On Listener.
Hey, this is Jake for the Sports Wrap, and the winter sports are well underway now. We had all of our sports starting on the weekend. And starting off with Group 2, Nambucca ended up defeating last year's champions Woolgoolga. Maxfield defeated Coffs Comets, as well as Grafton Ghost defeating South Grafton. Coming up this week, South Grafton will be playing Coffs Comets, Nambucca playing Maxfield, and Woolgoolga will be versing Sawtell. Now moving over to AFL North Coast, the Coffs Breakers ended up defeating Port Macquarie 109-43, as well as Sawtell Saints winning against Nambucca Valley 142-20. This week for the AFL, Grafton will be playing Coffs and Port Macquarie will be playing Sawtell. Going from the AFL, we now move over to the Hit 105.5 North Coast Premier League. And last week for round two, we actually had some big wins in the ladies competition, with Yeronga beating Sawtell Scorpions 9-0. We also had the Coffs City beating Woolgoolga 4-0. Now going on to this week, in the men's we have out at Karora, Northern Storm playing Yeronga, Boambi versing Westlawn Tigers, Woolgoolga playing Sawtell Scorpions, as well as Coffs Coast Tigers playing Coffs City United. We also have in the women's Woolgoolga playing Arara Valley, as well as Coffs City United playing Sawtell Scorpions. And that's the sport wrap.
Well, showers and rain seems to be pretty much the story for the next couple of days. Thursday, tops around 26 degrees with a shower and a possible storm. 24 the top on Friday, Saturday 22, Sunday 24. And then looking ahead all of next week, pretty much showers and tops around 24 to 25 degrees. Well, that's another week done and dusted for the Coffs Coaster. If you want to let us know about things that are happening around your neck of the woods, just get in touch via Listener. And we'll catch you next time somewhere around the Coffs Coast.
This is our town.
The Coffs Coaster on Listener.